Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm pleased to welcome everyone to the series Shrubs of Today Become Tomorrow's Forest. This series of shows has been designed to give you the latest information about how to protect, feed and care for your youngest children, the shrubs, so they become strong, healthy and clever, the productive forest of tomorrow. If families and communities can provide proper care for these young ones during their first 1,000 days, from their development in the womb until their second birthday, this we will ensure a brighter future for them, our communities, and for Ghana as a whole. The idea for this series developed when the results of the latest health survey for Ghana were released and showed that one in every three children in northern Ghana is chronically malnourished. That means that one of every three children is not getting what they need to grow adequately on a daily basis. These children are not necessarily the very thin, sickly children we think about when we hear malnourished. Rather, they are just small or significantly short for their age. Because we have so many children like this, we are unaware of the malnutrition problem in our midst. You might wonder what difference this extreme shortness in a child makes. The extreme shortness is a sign of poor development of body and mind. It develops during this first 1,000-day period, when a baby or young child is not well fed and cared for. We must ensure that our babies and young children get what they need during this period because the losses in physical and mental development during this period cannot be corrected later in life and would mean that our children will not be able to reach their potential, for example, in school achievement or as productive adults. Each week on this program, we shall share the experiences of families and the best guidance from health and nutrition experts in Ghana. Our episodes will be guided by our health reporter,
Akol Bla,
and by Madam
Asibi,
a senior nurse who has worked for many years in clinics around the country. She has helped hundreds of our families with young children. Now she is grandmother to 10 thriving grandchildren. Madam
Asibi
is convinced that there are a few simple but important actions that all families can and should be doing to ensure a better and brighter future of their children, even saving the lives of young babies. She will share her many experiences and secrets to raising healthy children. Now let's catch up with
Akol Bla,
our reporter, and Madam
Asibi,
who today are in
Somborongo
to help some of her friends with community visits as part of a hygiene awareness program.
Hello, everyone. That's nice to be back with you and to have another opportunity to meet and talk with our wonderful and lively friend, Madam
Asibi.
I'm with her today in the
Somborongo
community of
Bolga
District. Good morning, Madam
Asibi.
Good morning,
Akol Bla.
It is good to see you out so early. And it is good to be back with our listeners. I have asked you to join me here in
Somborongo
because I am participating with my friends from the district health office in some community visits to see if the families have been able to put into practice a few of the basic hygiene recommendations that were discussed with them to reduce illness such as diarrhea in their families. I believe we all suffer once in a while, but diarrhea is especially devastating to the little ones. So I want to be sure that these families are taking their hygiene practices seriously. I was just on my way to visit little
Adongma
and her family. Mrs.
Atampoka
brought her 8-month-old child
Adongma
into the clinic the other day because she had diarrhea. I want to make a visit to check in on the child and see how things are going. So please come along with me. Their home isn't far from here.
I'll be glad to accompany you, Madam
Asibi.
My vehicle is just nearby.
Drive? My dear, let us walk. It's not so far and it's good exercise for us.
Ah, Madam
Asibi.
There's no escaping your health ways. Okay, we shall walk together.
All right, then let's go.
Hello, Madam
Asibi.
Hello.
Good morning, Madam
Asibi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam
Asibi.
Good morning, dear.
My goodness, Madam
Asibi,
everyone seems to know you.
Oh, yes. This is another advantage of walking, you see. So,
Akol Bla,
I'm very anxious to see how baby
Adongma
is doing. Such a sweet little girl. She had terrible diarrhea and lost a lot of water. She had to be given ORS with zinc tablet to help her recover. Let us hope we find the child much better today. Here we are.
madam.
Asibi.
Welcome. How good is it to see you? I heard people from the clinic are here today.
Hello, Mrs.
Aganda.
It is so good to see you too. I have come with Mr.
Akolbila
today. He's a health reporter who joins me for the radio series.
The Shrubs?
Oh, yes. We have heard you. We're listening to you on the radio.
Greetings, Mrs.
Aganda.
Nice to meet you and so nice to hear that you listen to us.
And this is my husband, Mr.
Aganda.
This is Madam
Asibi
and Akolbila, the radio show host.
Ah, of course, Madam
Asibi and Akolbila.
I really enjoy listening to your radio programs.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs.
Aganda,
although you can't see them, I'm here with our listeners. Are you okay with them joining in too?
The more the merrier, they say. Please, everyone, come in. Please have a seat.
So how is your baby girl
Adongma
doing? Has the diarrhea stopped?
Yes, Madam
Asibi, Adongma
is doing much, much better now. The diarrhea has stopped and I am breastfeeding her night and day. She seems to always want the breast. I am also gradually giving her more to eat. I am cooking an egg for her every day, just as the nurse at the clinic advised me.
This is wonderful, Mrs.
Aganda.
It sounds like you have followed the advice perfectly. It is so important that once a child is better, they get a little extra food to be sure they have fully recovered. Where is little
Adongma
now? Hello, my dear. What is your name?
I'm
Aburupoka.
Well, nice to meet you.
Aburupoka.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
My, you're so grown up. I see you are taking very good care of your little sister. May I hold her?
Yes.
Well, I see that baby
Adongma
is doing fine. She looks happy. You have done a wonderful job bringing
Adongma
to health. Now, one of the reasons I came here today was to see if you are also taking actions to ensure that
Adongma
won't get sick with diarrhea again. Did the nurse at the clinic mention anything about hygiene preventing diarrhea? Mr.
Aganda,
I believe you came with
Adongma
to the clinic.
Ah, I don't really know. Once I knew
Adongma
would be okay, I left the rest of the visit to my wife. And if you don't mind, I would like to excuse myself. I have some work to do. It was nice meeting you.
Akolbila.
Also, a pleasure to meet you, Madam
Asibi.
Oh, Mr.
Aganda.
Please don't go. If you would be so kind, I would be happy if you would stay. The care of young children is not a matter for women only. Fathers have a very important role to play too.
Yes, women must supply the grain. Mrs.
Aganda
takes care of the children.
Ah, Mr.
Aganda,
I would not argue. Madam
Asibi
is very persuasive and has convinced me that men can do a lot. Please stay. Help me out. Let us get your ideas.
All right. I'll stay for a few minutes more.
Aburupoka,
you can go outside and play, my dear. I will take
Adongma
and we'll feed her while we talk.
Mrs.
Aganda,
I am sorry to interrupt again, but hygiene is a family matter. With good hygiene, there will be far fewer illnesses. Everyone in the family needs to know about good hygiene, and that includes children like
Aburupoka
who go to school but often help around the house. If you don't mind, it would also be excellent if
Aburupoka
could stay and listen too.
My goodness. Well, in that case,
Aburupoka,
please stay with us so we can talk with Madam
Asibi
as a family.
Thank you. What I want to go over with all of you are the good hygiene practices that we know, but have trouble turning into daily habits. There is a household checklist, one specific to families with children in the first 1,000 days. Let's go over this checklist and see how you are doing. First, hand washing thoroughly and frequently at critical times such as before preparing food, feeding the child, and washing child's bottom. Second, making sure that everyone uses a latrine and that the baby's feces are thrown there too. And
the latrine? I just finished a new one. The community is urging us all to improve our latrines. If you peep around the house, you can see it.
My,
Akolbla,
look at that perfect latrine. I wish they were all like this one, right?
Yes, it's very clean. And I can see that it's well sealed. Excellent.
Okay, perfect. You have an improved latrine. So next on the hygiene list is making sure that all water that the family is using, but especially what little
Adongma
drinks, is treated. That means boiled. Finally, the area where
Adongma
plays and eats must be clean. And by clean, I mean that the ground or floor is swept and the clean mat or cloth is spread for
Adongma
to sit and play on. But I know this is a lot, so let's go one by one. You have the latrine checked off. The next will be hand washing. It is important to wash our hands with soap and water before cooking, after changing baby's nappy, pants or rag, or washing the baby's bottom, or using the latrine, and before feeding baby, or of course, before we eat ourselves. This is important for everyone in the family, even little
Adongma.
Her little hand should be washed with soap and water many times a day because she constantly puts her hand in her mouth. It sounds simple, but so many people do not wash their hands with soap and water for a variety of reasons.
Well, I must confess that we do not always wash our hands well. I keep a container or jug of water in the kitchen for this purpose, but with soap, not so often. Soap is expensive. The children play with it, or it gets lost so quickly, or eaten by animals.
Ah, yes. Soap appears to have legs and to walk off. There are several ways you can handle this. First, you can use ash. The grey ash left from the fire serves to get the dirt off, and a small bowl can be kept by the water. Or, if you have soap, you can explain to the older children, like
Aburupaka,
how important soap is for hand washing. Soap is not a toy. Get a piece of string or small rope and tie the soap onto a post or a fixture to anchor it in place so that it is always right there where you need it. What do you think?
Aburupaka.
If your parents get soap for the family, can you be the soap monitor and help keep it in special place in the kitchen? In fact, you can be the hand.
Yes, I will.
And tying the soap. How interesting. I never thought to tie up the soap before. I guess if we can tie up our goat, it should be easy enough for us to figure out how to tie up soap.
Well, other challenges families sometimes face in regularly washing their hands with soap and water is to have a convenient place to wash hands. You say you have a jug of water in the kitchen, but is it convenient for everyone? We are encouraging families to set up an area or two for hand washing so that it is convenient for everyone. Perhaps in addition to the jug in the kitchen, you could put an area next to your new latrine. That way, when children are washing their hands, they won't be in your way in the kitchen. Setting up a place for hand washing can be simple. Just make sure you have something that can store water and a small piece of soap tied close by on a string or rope, and a place where the used water can fall without making a mess, in a bucket or some other container that can be emptied from time to time. You can also make a tippy tap.
A tippy tap? That is a funny name. What is a tippy tap, Madam
Asibi?
Can I be in charge of the tippy tap?
Well, let's see.
Aburupaka.
Perhaps you could help your parents make a tippy tap here at home. A tippy tap is a simple device that makes hand washing easier. All you need is a plastic small gallon, jug or bottle, a thin cord or rope, some nails, and some strong long sticks. You can get more information about how to make a tippy tap at the clinic or from the district environmental health officer.
That sounds like a very good idea, to put one tippy tap near the latrine and one also near the cooking area. We can make
Aburupaka
be in charge of the one near the latrine to make sure the children don't play with the water. I will find out about the tippy tap from the clinic or environmental health officers. I believe I heard there was a demonstration of a tippy tap not long ago. I will check.
One other thing about hand washing. Everyone has to remember to do it. So, Mrs.
Aganda,
one assignment for you. When the family sits down to eat, you need to ask, have we all washed our hands? That way, perhaps it will become a habit.
Yes, surely I can do that. And
Aburupaka,
you can be my helper on this too. Do you have any other assignment for us, Madam
Asibi?
Oh, you know me by now. There are always things to do to make our life healthier. So let's see. We have covered latrines. You have a new one. And hand washing place, tippy tap.
Aburupaka.
Who will be the family hand washing monitor? Now, what about water for drinking? Do you boil it?
I confess that it is sometimes hard for me to do this. Madam
Asibi,
boiling water means I need more wood or charcoal for the fire. Some days, the water just looks clean, so I don't worry about it.
Ah, Mrs.
Aganda,
it is not about how the water looks, because what is in the water that makes us sick cannot be seen. They are such small creatures. That is why we need to boil the water to kill them. I really must insist that you try to find a way to treat the water that
Adongma
and your other children drink. Mr.
Aganda,
I know family finances might be tight, but do you have any suggestions to assist?
Well, yes, I guess. I can bring a bit of more wood from the farm. I am willing to do my part, although I hope that we are at the end of my chores.
What a wonderful family. It is so often the case that it takes the entire family to ensure that the young ones get a good start in life. And yes, I think I am almost out of chores, Mr.
Aganda.
But let me give you another tip about preventing diarrhea, especially in little ones.
Aburupaka.
Again, you can help because you play with
Adongma.
Do you remember what else was on the list for good hygiene?
Akolbila.
We were just at the home of Mrs.
Asampana.
What did we talk about there?
Oh, yes. We talked with Mrs.
Asampana
about using a mat for her baby to play on. You told her she needs to sweep her floor regularly and then put down a mat so that the baby isn't contacting any dirt that could make her sick.
Don't worry.
Akolbila.
I knew you would remember because you were surprised at how active her baby was and the task it would be to try and keep the baby on the mat. But this is the idea, that young babies are constantly putting their hands in their mouth. When they crawl on the dirt, they pick up everything including animal feces. Little are just eaten and play space can be safe and clean by keeping the ground swept and keeping chickens far away from these areas to avoid their feces. Also, by putting a clean mat or cloth on the ground for her, this is part of our way. We do it for meals, but not always when the child is playing. Do you have a clean mat that could become the mat for
Adongma?
I have a mat we could use for now. By getting a new mat just for little
Adongma,
easy. But
Aburupaka,
you will need to remember it. Keep it clean and do your best to keep
Adongma
on it.
Yes, I would like to have this mat. I could make up a game to keep
Adongma
on the mat.
Aburupaka,
what a good sister you are. And Mr.
Aganda,
I congratulate you on your openness. You are a fine example for other fathers who are surely listening today.
Why, thank you. I want to try and do what I can. It was too terrible to see little
Adongma
so ill. And truly, all of these measures to prevent illness are easy and not as expensive as medicine and hospital fees.
And a good ending. We are out of time. As we close, I want to thank Madam
Asibi,
Mr. and Mrs.
Aganda,
and
Aburupaka,
who have shown that taking care of our little ones is not only the job of parents, but involves all family members.
Thank you and goodbye.
I'd like to thank Madam
Asibi and Akolbla
for a very interesting and useful discussion. Today, we learned the hygiene checklist for 1,000 days families. Some of the most important points that Madam
Asibi
said include washing our hands with soap and water after using the latrine and before eating, and washing the hands of our babies, making a tippy tap for convenient hand washing stations and keeping the soap tied up, improving and using the latrine even for babies' feces, treating all drinking water by boiling, especially the water for the young children, keeping the playing area for babies clean by sweeping, keeping animals away and putting down a mat or cloth for the babies. Remember, these few hygiene actions are for all of us to prevent diseases like diarrhea. I hope that you have all enjoyed this program and that you will tell your friends about this show. Make sure that Madam
Asibi's
advice is shared widely so that our children, the shrubs of today, grow up to become our strong and productive forests of tomorrow. Until next time. Program Shrubs of Today Are Tomorrow's Future was made possible by the generous support of the American people through the U.S. Agency for International Development and its partner, the Spring Project, under the auspices of the Ghana Health Service.
So many children are stunted, malnourished.
What can I do? What should I do to prevent my child from malnutrition?
As a pregnant woman,